My name is Daniel White III, and welcome to the God Receives Glory, Even From Football podcast number 10. This podcast is based off of my new book of the same name that will be available on Thanksgiving Day. I wrote the book because I believe out of all of the national sports, God has received more glory and praise from American football over the past 100 years than all of the other sports combined. This episode is chapter 9 of the book titled Defense in Life is Analogous to Holding Your Ground. Robert Griffin III said, "There's something about football that's exciting. The defense is trying to shut you down, and you're trying to blow people up." Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11 in the Holy Word of God says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Defense in football is not as glamorous as offense, but it is extremely important. It may not be beautiful, but it is beneficial. You can have a great offense in football, but if you do not have a great defense in football, the defense will kill the offense, and thus the team's chances of winning the game. One of the most difficult things to watch in a football game is when a team has a great offense that goes down the field and scores every time, but the defense allows the other team to go down the field and score every time as well. This is not a winning situation. This is, at worst, a losing situation. At best, a tying situation and a tiring overtime, and vice versa. A team that has a great defense that stops the other team, but the offense can't score any points, will bring about the same disastrous results. Defense in life is just as important as offense in life. If you gain ground against the enemy and you don't hold the ground that you gain against the enemy, you will end up doing what most people who do not win in life do. And that is a constant two steps forward, three steps backward thing that equals losing. You can't just have a great offense that scores and a terrible defense that can't keep the enemy from scoring. What good is it for a man or a woman to plan on getting married to each other and starting a family and building a house if they are not going to bar others from getting involved with them in an intimate way? They will be defeating the purpose of having a successful marriage and family. In fact, without a good defense, they will destroy the marriage, even though they may have a great offense. This is the case in every area of life. What good is it if a man has a great offense as far as having a great job that makes good money but does not have a great defense of having a budget and a savings program and a retirement and a retirement program. So that when they need the money, it is there. Many people lose the game of life not because they do not have a great offense, but because they do not have a great defense. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the game of life, if you'll allow me to call it that, for it is far more than a game. Lord, help us to have a great offense and a great defense. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name, I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, the only way you can truly give God the glory through football is to trust His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior, as so many football players have done. Here is how. First, dear friend, here's the plan. Here's the plan. We're in a huddle right now. And here's the play. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news. Hell is bad news. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life," that is, in heaven. So just believe in your heart, dear friend, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. The Bible says so. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever," that word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, and white, everybody is precious in God's sight, "for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, so that you can be saved. Pray and ask him to save your soul today. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I am a wretch of a person. I've done evil in your sight. I have broken your well-known Ten Commandments. For I have lied before in life. I have stolen things before in life, even from my own family. I have disobeyed and dishonored my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. And many other sins have I committed. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. Please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. May God bless you, dear friend. Thank you.